Yeah, it does. Look, in fairness, Dara was back now. Like, he had a bit of an issue still with his shoulder that came at him again. That was at him last year and that kind of thing. But look, it's he's in a good shape now at the moment. But it's just the nature of the thing. You're training hard at this time of the year, and look, I think everybody picks up some sort of injury in around kind of the January, February. But look, we have a very good clean build of health at the moment. I suppose obviously Mark is the one thing, but Mark's back running now and the whole lot. And look, it was really well looked after by the medical staff and stuff, and is on the road to recovery. So hoping to see Mark back really kind of into contact around the start of April.
Is there a chance he'd make the Waterford game and Robbie Flynn the same?
Oh yeah, look, Robbie's back in training full time now. Robbie's been training with the last 3 or 4 weeks, doing a lot of speed work, a lot of his own running, a lot of hurling himself, just not in kind of contact or game situations. So he'll be back into that next week, and hopefully that he gets a clear bill of health. I assume Mark will be back in the start of April. Just the only question for Mark will be whether he hasn't got many games, and we'll see where that arises, you know.
Guys, so unfortunate, they both missed out last year, and here we are getting back into it, and bang, this happens.
Yeah, but look, I suppose, look, Robbie had a great bank of training done with us, and obviously was able to play some of the matches and was involved in some other games, and has a lot of stuff behind him already, where Mark probably didn't have that. Look, Robbie's injury was probably something that was always going to happen to him after where he was at. So but look, he's in great shape at the moment, and you know, he's in good spirits and really looking forward to the year.
I presume you line up a couple of challenge games to get game time into guys and sharpen fellas up before you play, without giving too much away.
Yeah, look, that's the plan. Look, you know, look, to get a few, but look, it's hard because look, you can't play the Munster teams. Do you know what I mean? And so you're trying to maybe play a couple of the Leinster teams, or maybe a couple of lads in the lower competitions as regards to where you want to go with that. But look, from our point of view, look, we've 4 or 5 weeks, and 1 or 2 challenge games will be plenty for us.
First match, I was making the point here to John Kiley, the first match kind of shapes your championship. Win, it's small bit of pressure off, lose, and the next game becomes all that more important. And even though Waterford had a poor league, that's not going to be easy.
Oh no, look, I think Davey was pains to say that the championship was what they were really concentrating on, and look, they'll have plenty of fellas back as regards that. And look, first game with the new Welsh Park Open, look, they'll be all fire and brimstone down there. But from our point of view, it's a huge game for us, but look, it's not do or die either, and in that, look, it's an away game. Your two home games really are your key games that you need to be winning this year, but look, we'll see where we go.
Small margins though, Pat, like we lost out by a point. We had 2 draws last year, or we had a draw with Waterford, lost to Clare by a point, and lost to Limerick. So it's very, very tight.
Look, very tight, but everyone knows the Munster's very tight. And look, but there was no consolation for us last year, that we only lost by points in games. But look, you could see that there was development there, and you could see that there was something to cling on to and kind of move into 2024 in a positive fashion. But look, we have to win more games this year. We have to get out of Munster, and once we get out of Munster, that kind of everything else can take care of itself after that. Look, because any 3 teams that will come out of Munster this year will fancy their chances being really, really competitive in chasing the All Ireland.
Munster is so competitive in comparison, with all due respect to Leinster. Like, we play 4 games in what, 5 or 6 weeks? You have to manage players, pick up a knock, and you're under pressure.
Yeah, it is. Look, I suppose, we've 5 really good teams that are high at it. Do you know what I mean? I think in fairness, in Leinster, you 4 very good teams, so it doesn't make it as competitive in that side of it, 4 really top teams. But from our point of view, look, we'll just have to look after our own areas, and trying to see as many points we can get, and look, we're chasing 4 or 5 points in that, and try and get into a Munster final as we can speak, you know.
But it's a great time of the year, and it's great to be involved in it.
Look, it's hugely exciting. Look, hopefully the weather might improve, and that'll make things even better, and the pitches get a bit harder, because it's been kind of a hard slog for players, for managers, for everyone. But that's, look, I suppose there's nobody getting an advantage, because it's all over the country. So look, but from our point of view, look, we'd like to see a bit of dry weather now, so the ball will start moving a bit faster, and it'll suit our game as well.
So we're what, 4 weeks out from it, taper the training, and all systems go.
Yeah, look, obviously, we do a good block of work now for the next 2 to 3 weeks, you know, and then we'll taper it down as regards, so we're preparing in for Wexford, or in for Waterford on the 21st, and then obviously we're backing that back up with Clare then at home on the 28th. So like, they're having the lads in really good fettle for that, and look, obviously that's going to take a huge effort from the panel, from the 26, from the 36 players, 37 players that we have involved to win those 2 games.
Finally, Pat, that's mostly the other aspect of the... I read a few articles during the week, the depth of the panel, there's so many options available that, you know, picking 26 is hard, picking the right 15 is just as hard.
Yeah, look, it's probably harder for the people outside the panel, because we know what way fellas are going inside in training, so it's not as hard for us, we don't think. Look, we know the lads that are really kind of putting themselves forward, and we're asking fellas to put themselves forward all the time, and look, in every competition or a competition within a squad, fellas, there's peaks and troughs. Fellas go up and they're really good, really flowing, and then their form might dip a bit. Like, but look, what competition builds is that everybody has to be tuned, everybody has to be on it, and there's no easy way. And look, it gives us great confidence then as well, as regards when we pick a team that we have fellas coming off the bench that can play, and if we pick up one or two injuries, we know that we've real confidence in the fellas that are there. So it gives us great confidence to push fellas a bit harder over this next 4 or 5 weeks to try and get out, make sure that we're ready to go.
All in all, in a good place.
Yeah, look, we think we're in a good place. Yeah. Look, I suppose, it's proof is in the pudding on the 21st of April, and that'll decide where we're at then at that stage. And look, it's very competitive over that when we get into that thing for the next next 8-9 weeks. So look, we need fellas to knuckle down and really get tuned into it, and hopefully it'll be a positive season.